The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future, until you told us the future is now.
We are NXT!
Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of the NXT Cast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Simi. How are you, Miss Simi?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining me once again on this edition of the NXT Cast, brought to you by the CSPN. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. You can also subscribe to the WrestleCast Network. All you have to do is search for the WrestleCast-the CSPN. Just look for the logo with the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign. Hit subscribe, and you'll be seeing the feed of the WrestleCast in your podcast player, and you'll listen to the Rawcast, NXT Cast, SmackDown Matters, The Push, Cast is Strong Style. All the shows that we have here, where we share our commentary with color, will end up in your feed each and every week. So please hit that subscribe button, that like, and rate us 5 stars as well. Woo. So Miss Simi, it's time to talk about some NXT. We're starting fast and furious because we've got to figure out who's going to be the next challenger for Miss Io Shirai and her NXT Women's title. So we're going to start things off with a Women's Battle Royal. Now,
random blonde ladies over there.
I'm not going to dive into who all was there. But, you know, it's the usual suspects: Rhea Ripley, Raquel Gonzalez, Dakota Kai, Shotzi Blackheart. There's Kacy and Caden, Indy Hartwell is in there as well. We had Aaliyah. Just trying to think of the major people that we, Xia Li, I saw her in there for a little while. And then, then we had some new random card fillers as well.
Right. Because I saw that and I was just like, who's this? Who's random blonde lady?
Right. Just to make sure that the ring had enough people in it that we had a proper battle royal. But before the match, Candice LeRae, she attacked Tegan Nox. She hurt her knee. She then took one of those production carts and those big boxes and rammed it into her knee. So Tegan Nox is not available to compete in the match. Tegan just can't catch a break, I swear.
Apparently, I think that knee injury might be real. I was just like, damn. That's like, what, 4 injuries in like 4 years?
Yeah, she hurts her knee once a year. I don't even know how this would happen. They're not even doing house shows, though. It's like, where'd you hurt your knee at?
What were you doing?
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
Hopefully it's not, though. Hopefully it's just a story, and it's just like, we're setting up for Candice and Tegan to have a one-on-one match for the opportunity to wrestle.
I hope so, because damn.
But yeah, with her history of knee injuries, it's definitely a high probability that she may need like a surgery or something because she tweaked it working out or something.
My God. Be careful.
We're going to skip here to the end. Our final five people, we have Dakota, Candice LeRae, Indy Shotwell, Indy Hartwell, excuse me, Shotzi Blackheart, and Kacy Catanzaro. Let's give a shout out to Kacy for pulling off her American Ninja Warrior stuff like 3 times in this match.
And with the help of her partner.
Yes.
I decided we're going to call them TBM. I was like, they're tiny but mighty. So that's my name for them. TBM.
I call them KC squared. Whatever suits your fancy, miss. It's a lot better than Team Ninja.
I didn't think it's bad.
Whatever suits you suits me. I just want it to be anything but Team Ninja.
Your hatred of it makes me laugh.
I mean, that's what they should call the guys running around with Akira Tozawa on Monday nights that are actually dressed up in the ninja outfits.
I mean, yeah.
Not those two. But anyway. So, Casey dumps Indy and eliminates her. Then Dakota Kai attacks. Dakota Kai and Candice work together to eliminate Casey, and then they try to team up on Shotzi Blackheart, but Blackheart turns it around on them and she eliminates Dakota Kai. So now we're just down to Candice LeRae and Shotzi Blackheart. Shotzi goes to toss Candice out. Candice latches onto the ropes. They go at it and both come close to getting eliminated. Candice ends up on the steps and Shotzi uses her boot to try to get rid of her. But Candice ends up on her back and she does like a monkey flip to Shotzi Blackheart onto the floor from the steps. And Candice LeRae is going to go on to face Io Shirai.
That was a really, really cool finish.
Yeah.
I actually really liked that. I was just like, oh shit, that's really inventive. Because I'm like, how are they going to do it? Is it just going to be I'm just going to knock you off? Nope. I'm going to monkey flip you off this goddamn shit. That was cool.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed that.
A new twist to the Battle Royal finish, you know.
Yeah.
Better than somebody.
I wanted to be Shotzi.
Yeah, but Shotzi just had her match last week, so.
But it wasn't for the title.
It wasn't, but she still lost. So you got to, you know, you got to reset to the back of the line.
Candice loses all the time. She does. It's true. I'm not lying.
Always be kind of bringing in these facts into these conversations.
I mean, that's what I do.
Johnny Gargano
cuts you off at the knees.
Right. Johnny Gargano comes out to celebrate with Candice. Then we cut backstage as Damian Priest is being interviewed because he's facing Johnny Gargano at TakeOver. Priest says he's going to win tonight against Austin Theory, and he's going to do the same thing at TakeOver against Johnny Gargano.
Yeah.
We see some tag teams arguing backstage, and Fandango, dressed as Sherlock Holmes, has a plan to set up some new tag team title contenders.
Oh, I love him.
At first, I was like, who the hell is that? I was like, who's this new dude?
That's what I thought at first. And I was like, wait, that's Fandango's dumbass. I love him. Oh, God.
I was like, trying to recognize, like, who is this new dude from the performance center that got dressed up and looking like Sherlock Holmes? And it's like, oh, no. That's what Denny taught. I was like, oh, that's Fandango. Got it. Okay. Cool.
So funny.
One of Miss Simmy's,
like, no, really, it's gonna work out. Right. Watch.
One of Miss Simmy's faves, one of her new faves, Jake Atlas.
Yay!
He's taking on Tommaso Ciampa.
Great fight so far from Jake Atlas.
Emotional matchup here for Atlas. Wanted to show that he's not going to lie down and take the fight from anybody.
Beth, how do you control yourself if you're Atlas here? Because I have a feeling we know what he's going for here on Ciampa.
Maybe a little revenge here on Tommaso.
Trying to do what Ciampa did to Atlas, and Ciampa able to avoid it and roll back inside the ring.
And now Ciampa on the run. This is surprising.
Jake Atlas has been all over Ciampa since the pulling of it clotheslined by the former NXT champion. Now Ciampa tossed off into the corner and a pump kick right to the face of Ciampa.
Was that a tooth I saw go flying?
It might have been. The way Jake Atlas has been going here in this matchup, it has been physical, it has been brutal in his attack on Tommaso Ciampa.
But Tom Atlas has been stewing on this for a couple of weeks now, envisioning how he thought this would go down.
Initially very smart there by Ciampa to go to the outside of the ring, but Atlas in pursuit. From the second rope and a moonsault, down goes Ciampa again. Could he be looking to end this matchup? Oh, thought about the cartwheel DDT, but Ciampa took out an arm.
Oh, no.
Out to the apron. Oh, Willow's Bell.
Wow.
After a tremendous effort by Ciampa, could have ended it right there, Beth.
You want to eat at the champ's table? You want to meet main event, huh? You said you're hungry? Get up! You hungry? Get up! Oh. Kyle ain't gonna save you! Security ain't gonna save you!
Well, now setting up Atlas for the fairy tale ending! A modified version, and now the cover! Ciampa takes out Atlas!
Here is your winner, Tommaso Ciampa!
A totally unnecessary, vicious attack. Ciampa looking to send a message to the entire NXT locker room.
Oh, I wanted Jake to win.
I know you did. He put up a good fight, though.
He did. At least it wasn't like a squash match.
Right. He was very It was a very respectful showing by him, you know. Show that he had a little bit of a mean streak, and he could get down and dirty if he needed to.
Yeah.
So, cool deal for Jake Atlas, even though he came up short against Tommaso Ciampa. Then we get a Ridge Holland vignette. I like to call him Great Value Sheamus.
Oh, yeah.
Just because
his hat was giving me very Oliver Twist. That's what I thought. I was like, Oliver Twist. Just that.
Then we get a video package for all the contenders that are going to be in the Gauntlet elimination match later in the evening. Now, what Fandango cooked up while he was Sherlock Holmes was basically it was Mendoza and his tag team partner Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan and basically Roderick Strong. They were all kind of like, you know, vying for the match. So what Fandango decided was that, it was Fabian Aichner, Raul Mendoza, Danny Burch, and Roderick Strong, all trying to get a match for their teams respectively. So what Fandango said was, hey, you four guys pair off into tag teams, whichever, you know, combination you want. And the winners of that match, their tag teams will face each other. And then the winner of that match will be the guys who can face us on the next takeover. So we have Danny Burch teaming with Roderick Strong to take on Fabian Aichner and Raul Mendoza. Things break down. Mendoza ultimately falls to the pop-up knee and then the rope-assisted cutter by Danny Burch. So Danny Burch and Roderick Strong are your winners. And next week, it's going to be Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan versus Undisputed Era, I'm guessing in the form of Roderick Strong and Bobby Fish to decide who's going to be the new number one contenders for the NXT tag team titles.
This match was good.
Yeah, for four guys who don't wrestle with each other, it was very good.
Mm-hmm. I didn't expect it to be. I was just like, what is this random makeshift tag team match? But I was just like, okay. I was like, oh, they're cooking. And Roderick Strong, that's a nap name. That motherfucker's strong as hell. I was like, he threw that.
I'm thinking that Fandango and Tyler Breeze are going to have these titles for a while, though.
Yes, good. As they deserve.
But, again, I like the creativity of the match and a new way to, you know, create some new contenders rather than just having your standard, you know, normal formula that they use to come up with contenders. So this was a lot of fun.
It was. I liked this match a lot.
Austin Theory is interviewed about facing Damian Priest and his recent struggles. Gargano interrupts to say that he won't forget it if Austin Theory can soften up Damian Priest before their match at TakeOver. So that leads us to Austin Theory versus Damian Priest. Priest hits Austin Theory with the Razor's Edge on the apron, followed up by the Reckoning, and Damian Priest is your winner.
Yay! He wasn't wearing the white.
No, he was back in the traditional Damian Priest gear this week. I guess that might only be for title defenses.
I guess, god damn it. I was just like, where is the chainmail and the peekaboo thigh pants, Damian? Where is it?
Well,
this is another really good match.
Yeah, Austin Theory is a good wrestler. He may have issues in his personal life, but he is a very talented young wrestler.
Yeah. There was like one point where like Damian Priest hit him, and the way he like turned and then his like butt was sticking out in the air. Ooh, that made me laugh. I laughed so hard. It was funny. I was like, ha. This was a really good match. And that Damian Priest, so talented. Just jumping around the air for As Big As You Are. I'm like, yes. That Razor's Edge on like the apron. Oh, I felt it. Oh, I felt it in my back. It's just like, ah.
Yeah.
The pain.
Yeah, it was pretty nasty. Pretty nasty. Damian Priest, his celebration gets cut short though, because Johnny Gargano runs in and hits him with the super kick, leaves him laying, and then Johnny Gargano does the little Damian Priest archery thing.
What a dick. I love him. It's hilarious. He's funny as a heel because he's so obnoxious. It's funny.
Then we get a vignette about someone coming back to NXT. I guess it was like a former champion, but it was kind of like in like night vision and
right.
Like a weird double voiceover. It was weird. So
it was like a weird like video game thing. I was like, who are you? Are you Link? Is right. this Breath of the Wild? Are you Zelda? What's going on? It was like a weird like. But we'll see who it is. People were like, maybe it's Bobby Roode. And I was like, oh,
maybe. Yeah, he's been MIA for quite a while.
Right, because I think it's the former champion. So, like, think about who's.
It could be Bo Dallas. Could be Samoa Joe. It could be. Could be
if
quite
Samoa
a few
Joe
people.
Comes back. Oh, my God.
Samoa Joe just and comes Finn. Back and
just, oh, my God. I miss the Mojo wrestling.
Would that be miss counter him. To your, you know, Prince, you know, want to see the long title run from Finn if Samoa Joe was to come back, though?
Oh, my God. That's a dilemma that I don't know if I want. I don't know if I want this dilemma. I want the match, but I don't know if I want this title dilemma because I love me some Finn, but goddamn it's Samoa Joe.
Yeah. It's tough when they put your faves against each other.
Right? They do it so often.
It gets real tough.
Right? It's like, this is a quandary. I don't want to solve
it. We get an Isaiah Swerve Scott vignette. He talks about pinning Santos Escobar twice. He says he wants one more shot at Escobar with no outside interference or gimmick mask for that Cruiserweight title.
That's going to be fun. I like this. I was just like, yes, fight like my man. Tell the truth, Swerve. You did pin him twice.
Yeah, they've been really trying to highlight Isaiah Swerve Scott here in the last few months. They've been really giving him a lot of shine as far as these vignettes, big victories over Santos Escobar in tag team matches, and in the you know, the tournament for the Cruiserweight title, to even, you know, bring this up, to make this a thing to begin with. So it'll be very interesting to see if they decide to put the title on him, if they believe in him enough to let him carry the strap around for a little while.
Believe in him enough to give him consistent music. Thanks. Appreciate it.
I think that's an Isaiah Swerve Scott decision more than a... Because, you know, he makes his own music, so I think he just comes up with whatever he likes. It's like, okay, we're going to change my music to this month.
No, we can't. No, consistency is important.
It is very
important. It's like if you're a YouTuber, you got to just give me one thing so that I recognize it. Because when I hear that glass break, guess who I know it is? I know that's Stone Cold. It needs to be consistent. Okay? We can't just have this one day I'm a duck, the other day it's a chicken, and then it's snow. No. Pick one.
Antonio De Luca versus Ridge Holland. Nothing to see here. Ridge Holland dominates. Nope. He wins with the move he calls the Northern Grit. Just a showcase for Ridge Holland.
Basically. I'm like, okay, Oliver Twist. Fine. Run through this random man.
Io Shirai is interviewed about Candice LeRae and straight up says that she never liked Candice. Candice comes over and asks if Io was scared, which Io hilariously reacts to, especially since she's beaten Candice before. Johnny gets in Io's face, and that's when Damian Priest arrives from the other side and like hits him in the face, knocks him down. So him and Priest are arguing, and Io and Candice are arguing. I smell mixed tag team match in the future.
Yeah. I think they announced it already, but yeah, it's definitely going to happen. You know, Io was like, I don't like Candace. I've never liked Candace. So I was like, ah, that made me laugh. When she was like screaming in her face in Japanese, Johnny was like, I don't know what you're saying, but I know it was rude. I was like, you're so obnoxious. It's hilarious. Oh. That was a good little thing. I'm like, ooh. But it's a mixed tag team match. It should be fun.
They also announced next week that we'll have Dakota Kai face off against Shotzi Blackheart. So that should be a lot of fun. I don't know who I'm going to go for in that one because I like both of those women. Mm-hmm. I think they do very special things in the ring. So it'll see. This may be a situation where Big Mommy Cool kind of is the difference maker. In a match that's pretty nip and tuck, I think, down to the wire.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of which, in that battle royale, she was just, boom, eliminate. Boom, eliminate.
Basically, her and Rhea Ripley were eliminating folks until it came down for them to face off against each other, and then they eliminated each other.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was great.
Yeah, so I guess eventually we're going to get that. That particular match is going to jump off here soon in the very near future.
I want it.
Now it's time for our main event. Bronson Reed, Cameron Grimes, Kushida, Kyle O'Reilly, and Timothy Thatcher in a gauntlet eliminator match. The winner goes on to face Finn Balor at NXT TakeOver in October. Kushida and Kyle O'Reilly start, and oh man, take me back to my very first few months of watching New Japan when these two wrestled in the Best of Super Juniors. So yes, I was loving all the vibes. I was like, oh,
I knew it.
Take me back.
Right. I was just like, oh, Don is gonna, he's gonna be in heaven right now. Because it was just like grapple. I was just like, oh.
Yes, they were doing a lot of mat wrestling, a lot of switches and reversals and submissions, counters. So, yes, you know that is definitely my style.
It made me be like, let's just have just them two just fight. Basically. I was like, let them two. These two. I want this.
So, the rules of this is as every 4 minutes, a new competitor will be introduced into the match. So at the 4 minute mark, it's a thick boy, Bronson Reed.
Yay!
He joins the fray. So it's those three, Bronson Reed, Kushida, and Kyle O'Reilly. They're, you know, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Then all of a sudden, while the ref is distracted, the Velveteen Dream comes out. He hits Kushida with the Death Valley Driver. Bronson Reed then comes off the top with the Tsunami, and he eliminates Kushida.
Oh, I didn't want Kushida to be the first one to go. Damn you, Velveteen Dream. Get out of here.
Timothy Thatcher comes out next, and he's followed by Cameron Grimes.
Oh, my boy.
So Bronson Reed misses another Tsunami and takes a leaping knee by Kyle O'Reilly. And Kyle O'Reilly gets the pin on Bronson Reed.
Oh.
There are some more grapples, and then Kyle eventually gets the roll up on Timothy Thatcher and eliminates him. So now it's down to Kyle O'Reilly and Cameron Grimes. Where they're exchanging a bunch of moves and blows and holds when Kyle O'Reilly grabs Grimes in the knee bar. Cameron Grimes tries to get out, squirms, but he just can't do it. He has to eventually tap. And Kyle O'Reilly is going to step out of the shadow of the Undisputed Era and get a singles match for the title against Finn.
Yay! My favorite! Yes. So excited. Yeah, there was one moment when it was still Thatcher, Kyle O'Reilly, and Cameron Grimes. And then Thatcher had, like, Kyle in, like, this chokehold. And then all of a sudden, Kyle was like, oh, I know I'm in a chokehold, but your ankle, though, mine. I was just like, how you gonna put a bitch in a submission while you're getting choked out? I stand. This is why I stand. I was so happy he won. I love him. He's my favorite out of the Undisputed Era. Adam Cole is number two. He's like 1.5. But Kyle O'Reilly, that's my boy. And I'm so happy he's got an opportunity. This is going to be great.
Roderick Strong and Adam Cole come out to congratulate Kyle. Then Finn Balor shows up on the stage, points the double guns, and stares Kyle O'Reilly down. So it's on October 4th.
Yes.
NXT Championship, Kyle O'Reilly versus Finn Balor.
Ooh, these two skinny men are going to give me the time of my life. I'm so excited. Can't wait.
This was a fun elimination match.
Yeah, it was. I really enjoyed this.
You had...
Like, everybody got to have, like, their shine, mm-hmm. and it was, like, different styles. I really enjoyed it.
You had Velveteen Dream come in there to cause Kushida, so that spins Kushida off to where he needs to go against Velveteen Dream. You had Bronson Reed, basically summer of, you know, standoutness come to an end. You know, because it's officially fall now. And then, you know, Timothy Thatcher in there doing what he's doing, just basically there to hurt people.
God. All the time. Like a thing.
And we got to find something for my man, Cameron Grimes. He's been come up short the last two opportunities. He came up short. For the North American title in the ladder match, and now he's come up short here in this elimination match. So we got to figure out something from a man, Cameron Grimes. But yeah, all in all, this was a fun match, and I'm glad to see Kyle O'Reilly get a chance to do something special and stand out and get his chance to shine and let everybody know what I've known for a long time, that Kyle O'Reilly is one of the best professional wrestlers in the business.
He's so good.
Yes.
Every time he's like, when it's like either him and Bobby Fish or him and someone else, and he's just in the ring, I'm like, shine. You shine. I love you. He's so great. Oh, I'm so excited. I thought maybe they would like sow seeds where like Adam Cole would be like, are you going after the title? Are you? But they didn't. It was just a nice hug. And I was like, oh, yeah. Because Adam Cole is a babyface now. So he's not going to be a hater. He's a babyface now. He's not going to be a hater.
Adam Cole.
And where was Bobby Fish?
I don't know where Bobby Fish was this week. Maybe he was social distancing because, you know, it is Florida.
Oh, that's true. Or maybe the heel part. He was just like,
But Roderick Strong was out there, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but wasn't it before it was him and Kyle? They were like, what, Red Dragon, right?
No, that's him and Bobby Fish.
Yeah, so it was just like maybe he's salty that, you know, Kyle's leaving.
Oh,
I'm trying to make storylines. Listen, the soap opera mind. I'm trying to make storylines. It's going to happen.
Now, I don't want to see Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly wrestle each other. Nope. Don't want to see it. Nope. Mm-mm. Oh. Nope. Don't give me that at all. Don't want it. Don't need it. No. Don't need.
They're going to break your heart?
Yes. Don't need any dissension among the Undisputed Era. They need to be like the New Day, together forever.
Yeah. I really do love them together. So,
yes.
Even if like two of them move to the like main roster, it could still be Undisputed Era in two places. We're gonna dominate everything. Fine,
right.
Make it work.
That's a very tricky situation because they're also they're all, you know, under the height and weight requirement that Vince likes to gravitate towards. So I don't know if they got to the main roster how well they would do. Actually, it would be better if they had what the Retribution is trying to do. Like, hey, we come from a different place. We've, you know, tormented that place. Now we're coming up here to get this. You know what I'm saying? People don't respect us because of this, that, and the third. Whatever they wanted to make up.
Right.
But yeah,
they could do it on SmackDown.
Yeah, I guess they could. I would prefer them to. Yeah, SmackDown would actually probably be the place that they would fit in the best. Since SmackDown
is the better show.
It's the wrestling show.
Yeah.
And that's definitely what those boys do. They say wrestle. So, yeah, I think that SmackDown would be the perfect landing spot for them, but I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen. But
yeah, because I don't know how much more Adam Cole can do in NXT.
Nothing.
He was just champion for like over a year. They've all had their storyline. It's like him, Ciampa, and like Gargano. It's like, I don't know what else I could do here because they've done like basically everything.
Yeah. Well, the pandemic saved Ciampa and Gargano because they got moved up. Remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then the pandemic hit, and they sent him back to NXT. Plus, Ciampa was like, I don't really want to go on the main roster because I just had a kid, and I don't want to be doing all that random-ass traveling. So, you know, he kind of had, like, a out.
Yeah.
But, as for Gargano, he definitely would get, if he was on Raw, he definitely would get overlooked. The best that they could hope for is if they had a run like Neville did, but even that wasn't the best because you see where Neville
ended
up, right?
Yep. A Daniel Bryan, but that's like a once in a like lifetime thing.
Right.
Like, so I don't know.
Because
they'd be better off on SmackDown.
Yeah, because of their stature. They would fit better on SmackDown, I think, as well.
Listen, Vince, give the small people a chance, all right? They can't all be big and strong like Roman and Big E, okay? Some of us are small.
What did you think about Big E getting serious this week?
Woo! We didn't get stopped by a dark match. I will call you Larry. Yes, Big E. I was like, do it. Yo, every time he smacked that man in his face, my heart soared. I was like, yes, do it again. That's what you get. Don't ever set a Biggie. Don't you ever do it. I don't care what Sheamus' pale ass says. Don't you ever do it. Loved it. What a moment. I was just like, see, this is why you don't want Biggie to be serious all the time. He's going to kick your ass.
He gonna
be careful. He's going to put you through the window of a car. Smack the shit out of you and give you a different name, and you're gonna be glad about it. You're just gonna have to deal.
Sheamus better be glad he got up out of there when he did.
Hell yeah,
because Big E had bad intentions for him.
Bad intentions, good for me, but bad for you.
Well, all right, Miss Sammy. This is another edition of the NXT cast. Anything that else you want to add about this week's episode before we turn it over to you for your shout outs and thank yous?
Just give me Kyle O'Reilly versus Kushida just for me. Just so I can enjoy it because it was fun those first 4 minutes. But this was a really good, solid show. I enjoyed all the matches. My favorite really was the Gauntlet match because it was just chef's kiss. So it was a really good, solid episode. It's a really good build to take over. And I want to see who's going to be this person who's debuting. I want to see who that is. So I'm intrigued.
Definitely intrigued by who this is, you know, adding some more blood into the mix for NXT. Always a good deal, especially if it's somebody who's already been there before and they're coming back. So should be a lot of fun. Takeover looks like it's going to be really good, even though it's one of these shorter ones. They usually have a little bit more time to build up to them.
Yeah.
But the way that they're, you know, doing the television so far, looks like it's going to be very good. So looking forward to that in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. And it gives it time to have a kind of more like a little bit more story with, you know, people maybe brawling or like having stare downs and stuff.
Right.
Because, like, when it's, like, every single month, it doesn't give you enough time to really get that much invested in the storyline.
That's right. That's right. I think that's the reason why AEW's TV is so good, is because they know that, for the most part, they have, what, 3-4 months to tell these
stories.
And so people can kind of go off on different little sidebars and then wind their way back to the person that they're trying to, that they're really beefing with. So it keeps everything fresh and you get some fresher matchups and you don't see all the matches that you're going to see on the pay-per-view burned out on TV because, you know, they got time.
Right. It's like you got to let stuff marinate.
Well, at this time, Miss Simi, I'm going to turn it over to you for your shout-outs and thank yous.
Well, shout-out to you, Don, as always. Shout-out to Miss Didi Jonet and Jay to the Max, Mr. Mo and Quan, and all the people in the hashtag. Always fun to talk to you. Shout-out to Big E for renaming this man and just beating him down. Shout-out to Roman Reigns, because he's great. Well, oh, shout-out to Bailey and her abs and Sasha's acting. That's all I got.
You can hear more commentary with Cutler from me and Miss Simi by subscribing to The Dark Match over on the Patreon page, patreon.com/CSPN. Check out our AEW Dynamite reviews and also some candid conversations about Monday Night Raw and some other goings on. So please become a subscriber to the Patreon page. Again, patreon.com/CSPN Media. Thank you to Miss Simi for joining me here on this week's episode. Thanks to Miss J to the Max, Mo to the underscore Reese for recording episodes with me as well. Shout out to Anwar Starwin, because we're going to review some G1 New Japan. The G1 is here, so we've got 4 nights to review. So we're going to talk about that coming up in the very near future. Use the hashtag Cast of Strong Style to share your commentary with Cutler on that. Also, this Sunday, use the hashtag Cast of Champions to share your commentary with Cutler on Class of Champions as well. Shout out to Miss Didi Jonet. Hope she had a great birthday. Shout out to Sam.
Yay, happy
shout
birthday.
Out to Greg. Shout out to the guys over at The Push. Shout out to everybody who shows up in the hashtags each and every week. All the members of The Glow, all the WrestleBays as well. Continue to share your commentary with Cutler with us. Continue to share the podcast. And like I said at the beginning of the show, rate and review. Give it 5 stars so people know that we're out here and we're providing your pro wrestling commentary with Cutler. So for my co-host, Miss Simi, I'm your host, Don DeLorente. This has been the NXT Cast. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Bye.
Kyle O'Reilly, congratulations. You won the Gauntlet Eliminator tonight, which gives you an opportunity at the NXT Championship at TakeOver 31 against Finn Balor. Now, this is your first NXT Championship opportunity. Where'd you head out? How are you feeling?
Well, let's not forget about being the first ever 3-time NXT Tag Team Champion in NXT history. But that's beside the point. Yeah, this was huge. Came into this match on relatively short notice, but we make the most of these opportunities. TakeOver isn't just the biggest match for Kyle O'Reilly's career, which it is. It's not just a huge moment for the Undisputed Era as a whole, which it is. This is the biggest moment of my life.
Now, many people consider Finn Balor to be one of the best superstars in the world. Are you at all intimidated?
I get intimidated going to the grocery store because I'm being mobbed by fans. But to be perfectly honest, I got some butterflies. I mean, every time I hear you say TakeOver or Finn Balor, I'm literally getting goosebumps. Like, do you understand what I'm saying? This is huge for me. I thrive under high-pressure situations. It really drives me, Sarah. Can you think of a higher-pressure situation than the main event of TakeOver for the NXT Championship? Please tell me if there is one, because I don't think there is. So Finn Balor, NXT, the world is going to see just what Kyle O'Reilly can do when he's under pressure.
Thanks so much for your time. Good luck.